possibly be at my door at this time of night? Oh. Hello, traveler. What brings you to my hut? You need a place to stay? I'll let you stay here for the night. After all, dangerous animals are going to be out, and it's only going to get colder. Come in. Make yourself comfortable. You're shivering. You must be very cold. Here, let me get you some warm tea. I just made a pot a moment ago. Go and sit by the fire so you can warm up, okay? Do you want anything in your tea? Some sugar, maybe, or some milk? Okay then. Is there anything else I can get you, traveler? I shall get you some food. So what's your name? Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Agatha. Here's some bread. Also, I have a blanket right here. Let me wrap you up in it. There you go. You're warming up now, right? Good. Let me sit with you. So, what were you doing out in the forest? If you don't mind me asking. Looking for an artifact? That's interesting. Are you an archaeologist? Oh, a museum? What's that? I bet those are fun. You want to know about me? Well, I'm a witch. I come from a special place when this land was very different. I learned alchemy and spells. Since then, I've lived in this small hut, isolated from the world and experimenting. Yes, it was a very different time then. What's the world like now? Oh. All right. That's quite a big change from castles and catapults millennia and some ago. I have no reason to believe that witchcraft has ceased. And people who practice like me are nearly extinct now. True. Time and civilization can only stay for so long. How old am I? I'm 1300 years old. I know that my physical appearance says otherwise. And you? Oh, so you're that old. Or rather young. If you were like me at that age, you'd be a baby. A cute baby, though. You know, it's nice to have some company. It's been a very long time. I never have any visitors come by. Well, witches are portrayed as evil people, which is false. Completely false. Exactly. Why else would I be giving you my hospitality, right? And secondly, hardly anyone comes to this part of the forest, and if they do, they tend to avoid my hut at all costs. It's quite cute, actually. I wasn't expecting you to hug me. Well... Yeah, I'm glad you're here. You're actually the only other person to step into this hut, other than me. Are you feeling better now? Well, that's good. I'm glad. Oh, you have to leave by morning. No, okay, I acknowledge that, but before you leave, I have a plan. The mountain range where the artifact lays is just 22 miles northwest from here. So before you leave, I'll give you some food and water. It should last for your trip to the mountain range. I'll make you a potion. It's a potion of safety. Drinking it will make it so that you don't have to eat or drink anything for sustenance or energy. And the effect will last you until you finish your expedition. Come back to my hut so you can pick it up. How does that sound? I'm always happy to help. You'll visit me again? I love that. It makes me very happy. Well, it looks like it's time to get some shut-eye. How about you sleep here for tonight, in front of the fire? You can lay on my chest and I'll hold you in my arms. Can you hear my heartbeat? Good. This is nice. I've always wanted to know how this feels. Do I have a special someone? Well, there was this one person I like, but I missed my chance to ask them out. Yeah, I've always kind of been alone my whole life. But at least now I'm with you. Is it okay if I play with your hair?